What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, there were quite a few developments over the last couple of weeks on the future of Double Island off Palm Cove. A lot of people, very strong feelings about it, saying, no, listen, this is ridiculous. Nobody's allowed to visit anymore because they've got three savage dogs there or whatever. The place has gone to rack and ruin. It's outrageous. This is land banking at its worst. The usual things when people aren't going well on our islands along the coast, and there seem to be a significant number of those islands that have gone to rack and ruin off the Queensland coast, including, of course, Double Island. Here we go. This is what it said in the Cairns Post on Saturday. Double Island's dilapidated resort was supposed to be fully refurbished and teeming with tourists over Easter, according to the State Resources Department. Now, the department confirmed March 31 was the deadline, not only for day-use facilities to be operational, but for the resort itself to be open. The Resources Minister has indicated Double Island leaseholder Benny Wu could be stripped of the lease he paid $5.68 million for 11 years ago. Now, it goes on to say two audits by the Cairns Council in recent years have shown the island to be in sad disrepair. That's a nice way to put it, isn't it? It's an absolute schmozzle. Sad disrepair. And the department did an audit early 2022. The Resources Department spokeswoman said, while Mr. Wu's company had provided a report March 31, the deal was for day-use facilities and the resort to be operating by that date. Division 9 Councillor Brett Arnold said he was disappointed the state government hadn't already acted. This is what he said. Benny's had more chances than a naughty toddler to get it right, but enough's enough. He's failed at every hurdle. Pull his lease and watch the expressions of interest flood in. I won't go on with more details because I've got the Division 9 Councillor on the line. Yes, I have. Brett, good morning.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
This is hilarious. More chances than a naughty toddler, but it's true, isn't it? I mean, I don't know whether it's happening in other resorts off the island because there's lots of dilapidated resorts, but the one here seems to have really got under the skin of people in this particular matter. And at last, it seems the state government have noticed the level of, well, disdain for what's going on Double Island off Palm Cove.
Well, I agree with you. People are now starting to say this are the right things. Like our state MPs, you've got Craig Crawford, who's the MP for the area. You got the Assistant Tourism Minister, Michael Healy, who a week ago was saying, no, we agree, he's had his chance, pull it. We need the Resources Minister to not say it could be pulled. We need them to pull it. He's had, and when I say naughty toddlers, mate, I've had four kids. You wouldn't let him have this many opportunities without, you know, giving him a timeout or something. You know, but he's getting away with murder, with everything, you know. Mm. Murder of the island, I guess you could call it. Mm. He cut down all those trees back in the day. There's not one thing I think he's done over there that has benefited Queensland, Palm Cove or Cairns or any of the local residents in one way, in any way, shape or form. I mean, you can give warnings all you want. You can give carrots and incentives. I think they've been really, really nice to him. I think pull it and let's let someone get in over there that'll make it work. And the fact that island is so close to Palm Cove and the mainland, I think is why it's firing people up more. If it was 10 k's out to the ocean, it might be a bit of a different story. Mm. People have seen how that island works when it's back in its heyday, when it's doing what it's supposed to do. Mm. Locals can go there, you have weddings, you get, you know, we talk about all the celebrities that have been there and how great that would be for marketing because they Instagram photos and hashtag, you know, Palm Cove. Locals know how good that can be and they know what we're missing out on. And We just need the MPs, the state MPs, not to talk and say, yeah, we agree. Because back in 2020, when COVID first started, Craig Crawford said the opposite. He goes, look, oh, it's tough times for everyone. Let's leave him be and this and that. And I'm like, what? He's had it since 2012. Mm. So I'm heartened, and I said that in the article. I'm really heartened, and I'll get behind him. I mean, I don't just throw stones at people. I'll get behind him and give him a cuddle too. If they can push that the Resources Minister to just do their job, take the lease off them. Even another proponent would come along and happily. I know there's been at least one proponent that offered $8.5 million. I think it was. It was over $8 million. Paying me $5.6 million back. The proponent would happily pay that and then pay extra to get the lease for the island. Mm-hmm. So, I think while we've got to strike while the iron's hot, we don't want to let this one just keep kicking the can down the road. But I'm glad that you're keeping the pressure up on them too, because these things help the community.
Yeah.
If we keep letting them know how upset we are, it's really got to force the hand, because they're the ones that came out with the deadline.
Mm.
It wasn't the community. It was the resources minister.
Mm.
Said March 31st. Well, it's April 11th today.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Let's just get rid of him, get someone else in there, you know, and let him go somewhere else and invest and get something else going. I'm not saying never do business with him again, but he's obviously failed in this endeavour.
Now, you just talked about a very interesting point. You said a proponent who wants to. I hear people saying the queue starts at Mount Isa, but I doubt that when you're talking about handing over $8 million to Benny. Then you've got another fee for the lease. So it's two bills you have to pay, is it?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's up to the department. They might say, look, just if you pay him out and you spend some money and invest it and you actually do what the island's supposed to be doing, the department's going to benefit anyway by having an active resort or an active island actually working. So I don't know how all the financing works. I don't know if they can just pull it off him and not pay him a cent or if they have to give him back what he put in. There's enough proponents out there that will sit down with the state and talk to them, negotiate something out. That's confidential and private how they do their business. But I'm sure the state has the right to just pull it and not give him a cent. But I'm not even saying that. I'm like, give me his 5.6. Tell him thanks for coming. You had a chance to go somewhere else.
Look, either way, people, I don't think we'd better start dreaming about heading over there for, I don't know, Sunday lunches in the restaurant or weekends away in the luxury pool, etc., for quite some months yet. I mean, there's going to be a lot of to-ing and fro-ing on this matter, even if they lifted the lease off him today, I think, to get somebody else in there, do the plans and start finding the finances. It won't be cheap.
No, it won't be cheap and it won't be quick, but if you don't act now, it's just going to take longer and longer, you know. So we need to get it done. I commend them for giving in the deadline. Now back it up. You know, you've got words, excuse me, and then you've got substance or actions. Let's see your substance, guys. Let's see you take some action here. And I think most people would be applauding you if you did pull him off, pull his lease off him, sorry, because it's the threat's been made. It's not like it's been a secret. Benny can't sit there and be saying, oh, I didn't know people were unhappy with me. We've been talking about this for at least 8 years, six years, something like that. So it can't be a secret. It can't be a surprise. He's played the game and he's lost the game. Let's go.
Don't go away. Just one more point. You touched on a very good point there too. Keeping the pressure on, for example, in the talk show, you've got the voice of the people getting out there to particularly the two more local levels of government, which is the council level, if you like, and the state government level. They hear what's going on. They hear what the people are saying and thinking, and you're more likely to get the result the community wants. Now, for example, I mean, just recently there's lots of examples, like, for example, the cashless society. Didn't that blow up? People said, we weren't warned about this. Our councillors didn't get to vote on this. We voted our councillors in to make these decisions. What happened there? Another one too, the PPO, Principal Place Residence. Now, I think that business comes up for revisiting at the end of this month. What's going on with that? Do you know, Brett?
Yeah. Well, we've had a couple of workshops on both those topics. I'm not sure what I can say without getting in trouble, but I know we've got a workshop tomorrow on the cashless thing. Yeah, I'll probably get nugged. Who cares if I get in trouble, eh? It's another day, just another Tuesday for Aldi. But but we've got another workshop tomorrow on the cashless thing, and I've had a look through the PowerPoint presentation we're getting, and the officers are the ones that write the workshops for us. It seems to me they're doubling down on it and saying, no, it's a great idea. We got to keep it cashless, but the elected councillors will get to vote on it, not tomorrow, but next Wednesday. So we'll all be sitting around a table voting on what we think. And at this stage, I don't know if it'll get up or go down. So, because right now it's cashless. I obviously want to bring cash back, and I think the majority of the community does as well.
Yes, exactly.
Over 5,000 signatures. So that one will get voted on in next Wednesday. There has been talks about the tenant tax, the non-principal place of residence. I've been outspoken against it. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think an announcement will be forthcoming very soon, which the council will announce. It's not up to me to come out and say what I think is going to be the outcome. But we did have a chat last Wednesday, all us councillors, the CEO, everyone together, the CFO, and I think we have arrived at a decision, but I'll let we didn't vote on anything. I think the sentiment was taken. Heck, I'll just say it. I think it's gone, John. I don't think it's going to happen. Mm. I think common sense has prevailed in that matter. But that'll be up to council to announce. Hopefully. I don't know why they're taking so long to announce it. Mm. I don't think anyone in the room was happy to keep pushing forward with that. Like I said on the paper, it went down like a fart in an elevator. No one was impressed. And that's what I'm hoping happens with this cashless one next Wednesday. Hopefully my colleagues can see the ratepayers, the residents, the people that we work for want the option to be able to use cash or card. And I just don't understand why our officers keep doubling down and suggesting it's an awesome idea to take people's choice away. That's not what we're elected to do. We're elected to work for them, and we're not taking anything away. They can still pay with their card if they want. But let's give them the ability for the ones that want to pay cash. And a lot of those people being discriminated against are the elderly, kids, buses and beggars. But even the regular Joe, even myself, if I want to pay with cash, I should have that right. And that option is legal tender. But we'll see how much trouble you just got me in the couple of weeks.
Always entertaining. Brett, thank you.
No worries, mate. I hope you had a good Easter.
Oh, it was excellent. It was sweaty. Division 9's Councillor Brett Isles has got a colourful way with words, hasn't he?